Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tropical storm Ophelia is kicking up strong winds and heavy rain on the East Coast. The storm is close to making landfall in North Carolina. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center says Ophelia will come ashore in the next couple of hours. Forecasters say Ophelia will move across eastern North Carolina, southeastern Virginia, and the Delmarva Peninsula. Laura Fillion of member station WHRO reports on storm preparations.
Cities as far inland as Richmond are preparing for damage from Ophelia. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin have declared states of emergency ahead of the weekend. Youngkin told residents to put together emergency kits and stay informed using social media. The Virginia Department of Transportation said crews will be out in force before the storm hits, checking roadways and drains. Officials are reminding residents to turn around, don't drown, when encountering floodwaters. For NPR News, I'm Laura Fillion in Norfolk.
The White House is going after House Republicans after they left town for the weekend with no plan to keep the government operating beyond the end of the month. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
This doesn't have to happen. The shutdown does not have to happen. The Republican shutdown does not have to happen. They can do their job and keep these vital programs continuing, keeping the government open.
The White House is preparing for a potential shutdown. The administration has directed federal agencies to be ready. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the House will return next week to try to start passing multiple funding bills. He has just 5 days until the September 30th deadline as hard-right Republicans demand spending cuts. New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez and his wife have been indicted on federal corruption charges, a case unsealed in federal courts in Manhattan, as NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
Prosecutors say Menendez took hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using his power as a senator to try to protect and enrich three New Jersey businessmen who were also charged. According to the indictment, at the behest of one of the businessmen, Menendez, who now chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, took actions to benefit the government of Egypt. He also allegedly tried to influence state and federal investigations related to his co-defendants. Federal prosecutors say in exchange, Menendez received cash, gold bars, and a Mercedes convertible, among other items. In a statement, Menendez calls the allegations baseless and says that prosecutors have misrepresented the normal work of a congressional office. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has issued a statement saying Menendez has temporarily stepped aside from the chairman's seat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and that Menendez has a right to due process. This is the third time that Senator Menendez has been investigated by federal prosecutors. And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. President Biden is creating a new office within the White House that will focus on finding new ways to prevent gun violence. And NPR's Asma Khalid reports that the move has long been sought by activists.
The creation of this office comes as any hope for legislative solutions has stalled. And it comes as public opinion on the issue has shifted and Democrats have more publicly embraced gun reform. At the White House event, Biden pointed to statistics around gun deaths.
Today, guns. I never thought I'd even remotely say this in my whole career. Guns are the number one killer of children in America. Guns.
It's unacceptable, Biden said. This new office will try to identify any possible additional executive actions the president could take while also helping implement existing gun laws and coordinating resources for survivors. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Police in British Columbia say a Royal Canadian police officer has been shot to death. Two others were injured while they were trying to serve an arrest warrant in a Vancouver suburb. The suspect, who was in his mid-20s, was also shot. He's in an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Shooting now under investigation. Security tight today in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou ahead of the opening ceremony of the Asian Games, a ceremony due to get underway in a few hours with President Xi Jinping among the leaders set to attend. The Games are China's biggest sporting event in more than a decade. More than 12,000 athletes from 45 nations are to compete in 40 sports. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.